Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Very good evening to you. I say that because I'm recording this and it is pitch black outside. I'm feeling very autumnal. I don't know if you are. I'm getting that kind of visual sweep of Halloween decorations around. I also saw some advent calendars in a shop today, which nearly made me feel sick. But anyway, I am on the eve of, London Film Festival is well and truly underway. I had a busy weekend, but I am heading into town tomorrow. I'm there for the whole week doing so many beautiful and wonderful events around London Film Festival, whether that be a screen talk with Tessa Thompson, a sit-down fireside chat with Jeremy Allen White and Bruce Springsteen, a Q&A with Lynn Ramsey and Jennifer Lawrence. Hopefully lots of those conversations or those people will end up being episodes within the podcast over the next couple of months. I've already recorded one for next March, which blew my mind. But anyway, that's the then and this is the now. Thank you so much for your company. It's lovely to have you with us on another episode of Soundtrackin', our sometimes bi-weekly multiple episodes coming at you at the minute because it is so busy, but we really appreciate you taking the time to listen to us. I can't thank Ben enough for all the extra work that he's doing on this. And we just love sharing these conversations with you about film and music because every conversation is so different because it's unique to that person, the film or the TV show or the collection of things that they're talking about. So for me, no two conversations feel the same. Our latest guests on Soundtrackin', we welcome back. In fact, they've both been on the podcast in different guises. I'm trying to remember. Yeah, for different films, but with different collections of people. It's lovely to have them together to talk about their new film. Joachim Ronning and Jared Leto, the director and star in the latest installment of the Tron series, Tron 80s. In it, two rival companies that have a connection with the past compete to harness AI technology for very different reasons, with Jared's character kind of created from the digital realm, entering the real world on the instructions of his programmer with, well, as you'd expect, consequences. I had a great time watching this. I'm not going to lie, I was slightly apprehensive just about going into it. I was a big fan of the original. I really enjoyed the second take as well, second film. But I've got to say, I was blown away by this for so many reasons, a lot of which I try and pick up with both Jared and also Joachim. The film also stars Greta Lee and Jodie Turner-Smith, two really brilliant female characters within the story of Tron 80s. And if you'd like to listen to them, we've got them across on our YouTube channel for Be in the Scene. So you can dive into my little conversation with them about character and the film and the experience they had. I love the worlds that they created because there are many places that we find ourselves. There's definitely a kickback to the original. So we go retro in this film, we go real world in this film, and we go to an alternative modern take on, I guess, the grid in a way. There's so much going on visually. It's incredible. And I think that Greta and Jodie really, for me, are two of the standouts in this film. Gillian Anderson as well, so great. Also, the score just for me was knockout. And to kind of follow in the footsteps of Wendy Carlos, Daft Punk, now Nine Inch Nails. It's not Trent and Atticus, although it is, but it's Nine Inch Nails. Now, just before we get to Joachim and Jared, I wanted to share a little clip from the latest of our Everyman Soundtrack and Film Clubs, which we'll be releasing on Friday. It's with Aziz Ansari, writer, director, producer and star of Good Fortune, had a lot of fun with him. Thanks to everybody who came down. Here is a little taster from Aziz.
You know, I'd been doing stuff that was a little more dramatic, and I really wanted to do a comedy. And I'd been spending time in L.A., and I kind of had these two guys in my head, and I would always get to, like, page 40, and I didn't really know what was going to happen. Like, I got to, like, the credit card where he uses the credit card and he gets fired, and I was like, what happens then? And then I was like, what if Keanu's an angel? No, I didn't, like, I didn't go straight there, but I went to this idea of the angel because I'd had this notion of this an angel kind of putting out this gambit with the guy, and the guy being like, no, I don't buy it. And then it kind of went from there.
Did you write it specifically for Keanu?
No, I originally wrote it thinking that Seth would be the angel. And it's trivia. And Seth and I met with some people. We were trying to find someone to play Jeff. And then I was like, I don't know if I can find anyone that can pull off Jeff the way I want, except Seth, honestly, because I think what Seth does so well is you know, he's that character who's doing some kind of douchey stuff, but he's still kind of fun, and you like him, and you're rooting for him, and he's so funny playing that frustration when he's got to do all this stuff when his life gets swapped, and then we had the angel part open, and someone brought up Keanu, and I was like, what? Yeah, well, if that's something that could happen in reality. And I met him here in London. Yeah, he was here by chance. I stay here a lot. My wife lives here, and so I live here most of the time, and he was here in London. And I went to meet him. He was staying at some hotel. And as soon as I walked in, he was standing there like he is on the poster, with both his arms out, with you know, people taking pictures and like kissing babies and doing his Keanu thing.
With wings and a trench coat.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God.
This is,
and he had long hair because he was like doing the wig stuff.
Yeah.
And so it was like very much, whoa, this is very, this seems like it's got to be the guy. And also, I, you know, when his name came up, I started reading the script and doing like a Keanu voice in my head, and everything just seemed funnier. And once he came on at all, you know, I started just writing more and more for that character. And you know, he's incredible.
Aziz Ansari in an episode you'll be able to hear this Friday for his film Good Fortune that is coming out in cinemas on Friday. And so to Joachim and Jared. Now, as has been well documented and I mentioned earlier, Tron Ares has been scored by Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross in their Nine Inch Nails guys. And it is an absolutely banging piece of work. So we'll begin with their cue, A Question of Trust. Hi, Joachim. How are you?
Great. Good. It's so nice to see you.
Nice to see you too. Last time we spoke.
One, and you've probably spent time together.
Amazing. Hello.
We did. With Jerry at a screening of Young Women in the Sea, and you were actually
just a year ago.
Leaving to head off, I think, into post-production on this as well. So.
Yes, exactly.
Where are you right now?
I'm in my little kind of weird home studio office in Gloucestershire. Nice.
It looks bright. It looked like maybe you were in, you know, somewhere sunny. I was thinking LA, but it must be dark.
Yeah. It's the middle of the night, Jared. Nice. Yeah. Listen, congratulations on this film. I had such a great experience with this, and it's so nice when you've got a connection with something that's got history, and these kind of new versions kind of just take you on a different journey, but you're equally as excited as you were from that first outing with it. So I think you've done something really brilliant with this.
Great, thank
Nice,
you. That's
nice,
nice.
nice work.
Music's all obviously got such a great connection. The kind of musical identity of these films has been so important. At what point did you start thinking about how you wanted this film to sound and who would be the people to bring on board for that?
Within 1 minute of getting a first phone call. I think you're right. The music in particular is such a big part of the Tron, DNA. So I think it's the question that I've gotten the most over the last 3 years, where when I've been involved, when I'm talking to people, everybody wants to know who's making the music, and I never had that experience with any other movie before. So that's where it came. I mean, we talked about it like from the very first moment, and we didn't really put a list together. We basically just had, a name on or two names on that list, that which was Trent and Atticus, and that's what we first were thinking, that that would be amazing if they could come on board. I think that their body of work and catalog really, lends itself to this franchise. So we thought that, okay, that could be a kind of a safe bet in some way. And then I think it was Tom McDougall actually over at Disney, head of Disney Music, that we started talking about. He started talking about, should we ask them to do it as Nine Inch Nails? And so that process started, and we got very excited for the prospect of that. And they said yes. And I felt, okay, now we have something here. Now we can, because Wendy Carlos in the first film, and obviously Daft Punk, they left some very, very big shoes to fill. But I felt when we learned that they would do it under their Nine Inch Nails banner, it changed for me.
I think, I was sitting here as you were talking, and as I was not paying attention to you,
For a change.
I was trying to imagine like what other film franchises have such a strong partnership. And now what's really fun is that Nine Inch Nails has kind of really kind of doubled down on that idea that Tron is this not just the film, but a collaboration process and a chance for an artist to a musician or musicians to be a part of a film series. It's kind of a cool thing.
Because what I love about their score is that the film has this these kind of sort of two worlds that it inhabits. We've got this kind of this digital off world and then the real world, the human connection. And I feel like the score really embraces that and celebrates that in terms of you've almost got these kind of like really sort of dirty rave moments, but then you have these really beautiful kind of tender moments as well. And I was just interested about, from both of you and Jared being a producer on this film as well, in terms of what the conversations were about, when they did come on board as to what you wanted and what you wanted them to bring to the story and these characters and the emotion.
From early on, we knew it had to be an artist or artists with a certain amount of gravitas. You absolutely had to find somebody truly great. The expectation after Daft Punk is so high. It's one of the most revered and celebrated soundtracks in the history of film, period.
The grid. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What did they look like? Ships, motorcycles. Were the circuits like freeways? I kept dreaming of a world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in.
the way that it crossed over to pop culture is a phenomenon, all right? And then the fact that they broke up and it's not going to happen again, it creates a bit of a vacuum, maybe a black hole. I mean, it's almost an impossible thing to fill. And because of Trenton Atticus's work as composers, their success and history and experience working in film, and then on top of it, having a band with beyond credible resume, all made them really the only choice for the film. It's kind of fun to think about, oh, who else would you pick? But really, there's not a long list.
Yeah,
that would kind of be able to withstand that expectation that was set by Daft Punk. I mean, you could put that Daft Punk music to like a Kleenex commercial, and it would make it cool. It was like it's very good. But you know, they're really super talented. Joachim's very musical, obviously. I'm a little musical too, and so it was kind of ordained in a way. Now when I look at the poster and I think about the film, the music and the imagery are synonymous or with each other.
I can't wait to just have the soundtrack to listen to as a, you know, as a piece of art in itself, because I think that's going to be I think, like you say, they're so intrinsic together now that when I hear those pieces, I'll just see, you know, you'll see the film because they're so entwined.
Yeah, I think the actual physical album sales have been like through the roof compared to like normal album, you know, sales in regards to online or digital versus actually vinyl. And I like to think about that because it's like, you know, the movie is kind of like this, a little bit of an homage to the 80s and things like that. So I love that the vinyl sale is actually going, you know, great. I just learned that yesterday. And so it's just interesting.
Right.
Yeah, to listen to. I haven't listened to it on vinyl myself, but I'm looking forward to. When we were shooting, we knew that Nine Inch Nails were going to do the music. So I really got very inspired by that, and it informed me in some way that, okay, we can go a little grittier, you know, we can go a little bit more industrial with the real world. And I love the idea of that because of the digital, the sterile digital world versus the real world. And I really worked hard on creating that kind of contrast. And Nine Inch Nails, as you say, really adds to that.
Also, there's the kind of the music that's in the narrative as well, that Depeche Mode and that kind of, I love the way that it kind of cuts through and the way Aries is where you're trying to go and how it makes you, you know, that it's such a great moment of when he's asked how, what you like about it. Oh man, that track though, it's like, you know, I play that out DJing and you have kind of kids who are like, you know, their grandparents were into it and they still absolutely go mad to it. It transcends, it absolutely transcends. Was that written into the script? When were the choices of that in there? And then also Summer Breeze as well, you know, those kind of choices of needle drops. There's not many, but when they hit really powerfully.
Yeah, Sabbath is also in there. Paranoid.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because of the film, the first film was born in 1982. You know, I was thinking about the other day, you could have been someone that saw the movie in 82, brought their kid to see it in 2010, and now bringing their grandkid to see it in 2025, which is pretty awesome. And for me, I started off as a fan of the very first film. So to go back and embrace some of that nostalgia is a beautiful thing. And I think as Ares starts to discover his humanity, you only have so many choices of like how to reflect that in the story and inform the character. And in a movie where the character is so stoic, we were looking for opportunities to embrace a little humor as well, and that's where that all came from.
Whose choice was it?
I think our talented writer came up with the Depeche Mode of it all.
When I'm with you, baby, are you out of my head?
A reoccurring thing, like let's bring this back at the end. And of course, it was kind of like anybody would have said that at that point when we were, oh yeah, that's a fun thing, like a little
But
bit of a
I remember
bookend.
it being your idea, going back to the original grid and all of that stuff. I remember that came from our meetings, and that you really want. I love that idea, going back to the
It's really
original.
emotional.
Yeah.
The desperate attempt to revisit my childhood as a super fan of the original film and the video game. I guess what's fun is when you make a movie like this, I am the audience for the film because I really, and as well, Joachim, because we both really loved the previous films, have a lot of respect for them. So when you have that kind of joy and warm feeling about what's been done before, you want to honor the past but also do something different.
What was it like for you doing those scenes with Jeff then, in terms of that, in that original kind of,
Oh, he's amazing. He's great. And one of my favorites. I mean, I was thinking the other day, like, some of the films he's done that a lot of people probably don't know, like younger people may not know, like Starman or Fisher King.
Yeah,
The
Fisher
performance
King.
in the Fisher King. About it, what about Against All Odds? Beautiful movie. In that capturing a specific time in film, like the adult thriller drama,
The Phil Collins song.
Great song.
Yeah,
By
great
the way,
song.
the underappreciated Phil Collins, I will go out and say to the world,
I agree.
what a writer. What a
What an
writer. What a
amazing song.
talent. So anyway, it was incredible to work with Jeff. A lot of people think about him like the dude or a couple of his movies, but when you go back into his entire career, it's just incredible the work he's done. He's always good.
Joachim, I also just want to
Hell or
kind of,
High Water, by the way, so good.
oh, David Mackenzie's film, such a great film.
So good. I mean,
I
my
agree.
God.
Fantastic.
Yeah, but really good
And a
film.
great guy.
We could talk and have a proper Jeff Bridges love-in, but I want to talk about your film. And Joachim, I want to celebrate as well this, as a director and the range of what you're able to do for us as storytellers and the worlds you take us to. We last spoke for Young Women in the Sea, could not be further away from this world that we find ourselves in Tron, The way that you have built this world and taken us into this world, it's so impressive how it looks, but how we feel about it. Sometimes when something's created like this, it's like, oh yeah, it's not real, but it feels real. Everything kind of so tangible. The big question is how?
Thank you. I just feel so lucky that, in my career so far, I've been able to visit these different worlds, and in one moment we're out on the ocean and swimming, and it's all there, and the other moment we're inside the computer. So I find it so fascinating, moving between genres. And I hope I can continue doing that. But to answer your question, going into a Tron, making the next Tron chapter was honestly very daunting, very daunting. I'm a big fan of the franchise, like Jared, and I put a lot of pressure on myself, on everybody involved. And luckily, like both in front of the camera and behind the camera, are some of the best, you know, artists in the world. So yeah. I knew that, okay, it's going to basically boil down to me, you know, because I know I will have all the help and the resources to make this look and feel amazing. So I spent a long time designing the movie with Darren Guilford and with Jeff Cronenberg. Darren Guilford is the production designer and Jeff Cronenberg, the director of photography, you know, and finding the look of it and feeling of it. And I knew I wanted color because for me, it's like the Tron, it's almost like a neon feel. Yeah. To it. And there was a lot of challenges to that. Like, how do we preserve that color in the real world? And like, you know, can we see the suits? Like simple things like just, oh, how will the suits look in daylight? You know, because we've never seen that before. But it was such an amazing, amazing journey. And obviously also with Industrial Light and Magic coming on board and combining their expertise with some of the practical builds that we had. And again, like, because we have these resources, I was able to build this light cycle for real, you know, so I can put my hand on it and hopefully the audience will be able to feel that we are
on
the mics with the actors, you know, rain whipping in their faces. And that's the ultra real world that I wanted to create. Once you see that and that's why I'm so happy that this is a movie for the theater, you know, like this is something for the big screen, the biggest screen you can find. You should watch it because we put so much work into every detail.
You know, these two worlds that you inhabit, Jared, the kind of film and the music side of things, is composing anything that excites you, you know, as an artist and creative, you know, in terms of bringing that musical side to the world of film?
No. No, I think, look, if you produced, developed, starred in this movie and you worked on it for 9 years, had I done the music, I would probably have had a breakdown at this point.
Looking at yourself every
day. Yeah. Year. And one of your jobs as a producer is to find the absolute best people that you can to work with. And that's probably the most important job. You need to surround yourself with a group of people that you can learn from, a group of people that can help show you the way when you don't know where to go. And, you know, in Joachim's case, you need a director who can grab the baton and lead it and get you up the mountain. Yeah, that's the beautiful thing about it is, you know, what can I do to help make a better film? First of all, what can I do to get the film made? Yeah. Probably my biggest contribution is just to champion the film for 9 years and say, hey,
wow,
this
character 9 years.
Has a small part in a draft that's in somebody's trash bin. Why don't we take this and make a film around this character? That's really interesting. Mm-hmm. So I think that's probably my biggest contribution. I'm a fan of the franchise. That character seems really cool. I'd love to be part of a Tron film. Let's see what we can do here. And then you start to build, and then you maybe work with a DP a couple of times on them, like, you know, David Fincher. And, you know, you put together things, you suggest, oh, yeah, I like him too, whatever it is, you know, and you contribute. But at the end of the day, you know, it's a director's medium, and Joachim is the one that's got to, if you hate the film, you know, please spare me the grief and send it over to Joachim.
No chance. It's wonderful.
Point, at that point, I'm just, sorry to hit you watch. At this point, I'm just an actor, you know, but it's a collaborative process.
Yeah.
You also have to know when you don't have the answers. When you walk into a film, you know, working with someone like, you know, let's say the props on the movie, you know, people don't talk about too much like the props in the film or, you know, who's building this stuff, but it's incredible what they do and how it is and the filming process. How about our first AD, who we love, you know, incredible guy and, you know, he's so important. His role is so important, you know, and these people really help to make the film what it is.
Well, listen, it's the collaboration that makes us all kind of be transported into the world and believe the world that you've created. So huge congratulations on your 9 years dedication, your hard work and your collaboration. It's great to chat to you both. Thanks so much for your time.
Okay, bye. See you soon.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
From a score to Tron 80s, that's Out in the World, rounding off this latest episode of Soundtracking with Joachim Ronning and Jared Leto.
Hey, Central Ohio! The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Save big money on your bathroom update at Menards. Transform your bathroom with a stunning new vanity from Magic Woods. With over 100 options to choose from, our vanities combine contemporary style with durable materials. Find the ideal piece to create the bathroom you've always wanted. From stylish and elegant to simple and modern, save big money on Magic Woods vanities at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all our great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Huge thanks to both of them for taking the time to talk to me. Tron 80s is on general release now and is a visual and sonic feast well worth seeing in the cinema if it's the kind of film that's down your street. It is a really beautiful and kind of bombastic, immersive experience. As I mentioned earlier, both Joachim and Jared have been on the podcast before, and you can find those episodes and all of our episodes or with our fabulous search function at edithbowman.com. Follow us on your socials, we're at Soundtracking UK, and please do subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Soundtracking Extra. Loads of great extra content up there for you guys. I've got the whole cast, well, not the whole cast, a lot of the cast and the director of I Swear up there, talking about that beautiful film. So that's up there as well as many, many other things. So please do go across and check out Soundtracking Extra and subscribe whilst you're there. Next up, as I mentioned, it's Aziz Ansari discussing a film he's been instrumental in bringing to the screen as well as being in it. Good Fortune. I very much look forward to the pleasure of your company there.
Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Update your home and save big money with Mastercraft Doors at Menards. For over 50 years, Mastercraft has been making quality doors inside and out. Choose from the best in-stock selection of interior and exterior doors ready to take home today. Or design your door your way with our free designer in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on Mastercraft Doors and check out more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.